Hello, welcome to the Border Poll Journal podcast for July 30th, 2022. Two items to conclude the July 2022 wrap-up from the Border Poll Journal. I'm Tom Tass, opinion editor for the journal. Volodymyr Zelensky is not all he's portrayed by Western media. And why is the United States blundering into trouble with China? Those are the two items that we will be following in this short commentary today. Let's start with the observations of a very brave fellow, Sky News host and journalist Corey Bernardi from Australia, who said this a few days ago on his show. He said, "Everything we are told about Russia-Ukraine conflict should be taken with a huge dose of salt." We'll talk about swimming upstream. Mr. Bernardi opines that if you believe the media spin that Ukraine President Zelensky is akin to the second coming of Winston Churchill and the big savior of Western democracy, then you may well be mistaken. He acknowledged that Russian President Vladimir Putin is not, quote, a good guy, unquote, by any standards. And the West has conveniently glossed over how, why, and when this conflict started. The history of the Ukraine-Russia conflict did not start on February 22nd this year. For example, terrible things have happened to the Russian minority in Ukraine under Zelensky's rule. The minority in Ukraine makes up about 17.3% of the population. They live primarily in Russian regions of Ukraine, and this minority has been in a civil war with the Kiev government since 2015. Following a promised independence vote in 2014 that actually never took place. Zelensky, when he came to power, promised to end the war. Instead, he has made moves quite to the contrary, and in fact has lined up with the neo-Nazi Azov movement, which even Time magazine found disturbing as recently as 9 months ago. Time reported on the Azov battalion, and he called it Ukraine's, quote, white supremacist militia, unquote. Well, another well-known internet personality, Glenn Greenwald, wrote on his Twitter account, "No rational person thinks Ukrainian neo-Nazi militias justify this war, but it's dangerous madness to scoff at the impact of arming them as the West is doing." When Zelensky was interviewed recently by Fox News about the Azov Battalion, that has been described as a Nazi affiliate organization, he said, "Well, they are what they are." The propaganda war going on between the Russians and the Western consortium is primarily being waged by the United States and the European Union, the two soon to be indistinguishable from one another on foreign policy matters and militarily interconnected by Washington through NATO. As of this writing, in Washington, that is the country, Washington, that is primarily bankrupting this proxy, or sorry, bankrolling this proxy war, we are looking to end or even de-escalate this conflict. In fact, many are happy to ramp up this proxy war until the last Ukrainian is killed. Some even trying to pull China into another military mess with the United States, but that is for later on in this broadcast. For readers wanting more background, check up on the Minsk Agreement or the Normandy format. Don't just read it in Wikipedia. Do your own surfing outside of the Associated Press or MSNBC or Reuters or the Guardian Universe. Then draw some conclusions of your own. Bernardi concludes that something is not adding up when it comes to the Ukrainian crisis. He suggests that there is an agenda being pursued that is much greater than staving off the Russian invaders. Now for the other end of July question from your humble broadcaster. Why is Ms. Pelosi, Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, hell-bent on going to the Republic of China, also known as Taiwan, at this moment in time? The last time an American of her rank went to China, in particular Taiwan, was 25 years ago. Could it be that Taiwan, the world's largest producer of computer chips, is of specific interest to her? Or perhaps her husband, Paul Francis Pelosi Sr., who owns and operates a venture capital investment and consulting firm, and recently made news selling millions of dollars worth of NVIDIA stock ahead of the chip bill vote in Congress. There's no mention of an official invitation from the Republic of China for her visit. In Google, just search for fun, what government official invited Ms. Pelosi to visit Taiwan? Beijing has issued a strongly worded warning, implying that China might use military force if Nancy Pelosi moves forward with a planned visit to Taiwan. The United States policy towards the Republic of China and the People's Republic of China is purposely, quote, an intentionally ambiguous diplomatic arrangement. Let me repeat that. It's purposely an intentionally ambiguous diplomatic arrangement. This goes back to when Washington recognized the People's Republic of China in 1979. This means that while the United States maintains a one China policy that acknowledges but does not endorse the PRC position that Taiwan is part of China. Perhaps Ms. Pelosi is as confused as anyone with common sense with the aforementioned policy. The New York Times reported today that Ms. Pelosi has a history of poking China in the eye. On July 28, Chinese President Xi warned President Biden not to play with fire over Taiwan. The trouble is that if Ukraine is not enough of a cock-up for political elites living in Washington bubble, then stark warnings from Beijing ought to bring them to their collective senses. Well, here's hoping anyway. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again soon.